It's August, and Dr. America and other students of American life are getting ready to go back to school. Fortunately, most American newspapers are willing to help. In the Variety section of The Daily Disappointment, for example, the lead article is titled, Back in Style. As September approaches, the subheading contends, students begin thinking about the challenge of the new school year. Delighted, Dr. America wonders what challenge students most anticipate. Will it be math or calculus? English or social studies? American history or American studies? Of course not! According to the newspaper, it will be looking cool. So the paper presents a guide to fashions for boys, fashions for girls, what's hot in backpacks, and school supplies. Dr. America finds it fascinating that we need to know what's hot in order to look cool. The very idea gives him both chills and hot flashes. And it leads him to an epistemological question. How do they know? How does a newspaper know what's hot or cool? Do they have a cultural thermometer? Is there a heat index for clothes and accessories? Or did they ask school children what it takes to look cool? As it turns out, the answer is none of the above. Very simply, it's what retailers and manufacturers are promoting this season. The article quotes a number of people, including a product development vice president at Abercrombie & Fitch, the director of advertising and public relations for American Eagle Outfitters, and comparable officials from The Gap, Old Navy, Oshkosh Bagosh, and Bloomingdale's. In a system of supply and demand, these are the people responsible for supplying the demand for the products they've made. They're hoping to turn on hot and cool like a faucet. And American parents are ready to get soaked. According to a study by American Express, teenagers and their parents are planning to spend a family average of $548 for school apparel and supplies. Michael Wood, vice president of Teenage Research Unlimited, explains, "It's the trickle-down effect. Teens do well at spending when their parents do well financially." This year, according to the corporate cool hunters, the hot styles for girls will include leather, corduroy, plaids, patchwork patterns, patent leather shoes, funnel necks, faux fur vests, and funky sneakers. Guys will be wearing blue denim, bright colors, funnel sweaters, and vests, all part of what's called streetwear styling. Darker colors like black and navy and burgundy are out, says the representative of Abercrombie & Fitch. The customer is looking for newness, and those things are not new. After all, in the commercial lexicon of cool, old is synonymous with out, while new means in. This brand of academic preparation is certainly branded. The market research of both Amex and Teenage Research Unlimited shows that teens remain deeply brand conscious. Although they claim that comfort and style supersede the brand name, teenagers are still inclined to commit to cool labels and logos, the signs of our times. According to American Express, the coolest of the cool are Tommy Hilfiger, Old Navy, Nike, Gap, and Polo Ralph Lauren. It's fascinating to Dr. America that we go back to school by going back to the mall, because there are, of course, other possibilities. We could prepare for school by reading more, or writing essays, or discussing real ideas with friends. Instead, we prepare by dressing up. Our students aren't yet in classrooms, but already they're learning from what Dr. America calls the hidden curriculum of school, to stand out by fitting in. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, never in fashion, but always in style.